7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder grocery store last month faces more than 40 additional criminal charges. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Prosecutors say the gunman, who was in custody, attempted to shoot additional people in the parking lot and inside the King Supers, though they were uninjured. The new charges reflect 19 additional victims, including a handful of police officers and sheriff's deputies who exchanged gunfire with the suspect in the store. Prosecutors also allege he used an illegally sized ammunition magazine. In Colorado, a 15-round magazine is the largest you can possess or buy legally. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Police shot and killed a man in Colorado Springs Monday. A state trooper and a Fountain police officer were involved. They fired on 38-year-old Robert Garcia. A police statement says officers were trying to stop a vehicle suspected in a robbery in Pueblo. A state patrol car crashed into the suspect car trying to stop it. Garcia died at a hospital. As many as 150 young people across southern Colorado will be trying their hands at aquaponics this year. KRCC's Mike Purcell reports that's because of a grant from NASA focusing on STEM education.
A $175,000 grant will help pay for kits that will grow edible plants and have live fish. Becky Medina with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Pueblo County says part of the goal is to engage underserved youth across the region in science, technology, engineering, and math programs.
We've prided ourselves on always offering a strong STEM program to the young people that we serve in Pueblo County, and this is an example of just moving that forward.
Studies and experiments are already underway with a group in Salida. Youth in the Pikes Peak region and the San Luis Valley will also participate. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC News.
In Salida this morning, 26 degrees. In Pueblo, 28. Boulder, cloudy and 32. There's more snow along the Front Range today. This is CPR News.